This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Singh, S-I-N-G-H, first name Rishan, S-R-E-S-H-A-N. The date of birth, December 8, 1970. The date of evaluation, November 28, 2022. The referring physician, Dr. Terika. The chief complaint, 52-year-old male, seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for a right foot surgery. The HBI, the patient reports a slip and fall period. He stated that he misstepped into a pothole approximately 5 months ago, period. He was initially evaluated at urgent care and prescribed ibuprofen, period. He was then prescribed physical therapy for 1 month, period. He has had minimal improvement with physical therapy, period. The pain involves the posterior calcaneal and dorsum of the foot, period. It is described as dull/sharp, period. Pain is rated 10/10 subjectively, period. It radiates to the plantar surface of the foot. Pain is improved with med. It is worse with activities such as walking, period. The patient denies any associated symptoms except for decreased range of motion, period. Past medical history, he has been told he has high blood pressure but is currently on no medications, period. The past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, ibuprofen/Tylenol. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother had CVA. Social history, notes alcohol use, but no cigarette smoking or drug use. The review of systems, skin, he reports a rash secondary to some unknown allergic reaction 1 year ago, period. Review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, the blood pressure 164/99, pulse 77, respiratory rate 20, height 66 inches, weight 215.6 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The physical exam reveals tenderness to palpation involving the calcaneal region, period. There is mild tenderness on plantar flexion, period. The ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 70 beats per minute. There is mild T-wave abnormality in the anterolateral leads, period. There is T-wave inversion in AVL. There is further deep T-wave inversion in leads V5 and V6, period. There is non-specific SD elevation in leads V4 and V5, period. The impression, this is a 51-year-old male with history of industrial injury to the right foot, period. He is found to have evidence of hypertension, which is not treated. He further has evidence of an abnormal ECG, period. However, comma, he has no symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, PND, or other cardiovascular symptoms, period. Given his elevated blood pressure and abnormal EKG, I will start him on metoprolol succinate, 50 milligrams 1 PO daily, period. He is to follow up with his primary care within 3 months for further evaluation of blood pressure, period. He is otherwise felt to be medically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.